Good morning. Last week we began the concept of Eis Machmas Balacha. That if you borrow something, a shoyol, you're responsible. Shio can have aveda, insin, whatever happens to the item, you're responsible to return it, to pay its value to the owner. The big exception to this is Eis Machmas Balacha. If you borrow something and it breaks during normal usage, so you have no liability. That's what you borrowed it for. Lav lo kmin bekilta shilte. Since when the owner gives you permission to use it, he's essentially taking upon himself the risk that it will break during use. So you borrow a car, you're driving it, the brakes go, the transmission goes. As long as you were driving normally, that's Eis Machmas Balacha, you're not going to be responsible for any of the damage. Now, as we pointed out last week, there's a Shittas Ramah that greatly extends this concept. The Ramah says that anything that happens, any oinus that happens, that would not have happened had it not been used. His example is, you borrow an item, you travel through a forest, and the item, bandits come and they steal it. He says that is Eis Machmas Balacha. Now, although there was no flaw in the item, it's not like you're using a car and just the brakes went. It's not normal wear and tear. It's something that came out from the outside, a bandit came. Since, had you not borrowed it, had you not been driving through the forest, bandits wouldn't be there. You don't find bandits in a city. So this is a risk that is exclusive to, or that is only applicable when the item is being used. That is Eis Machmas Balacha. Now, based on that, if you borrow a car and you stop, you're driving normally, you stop at a red light, and someone comes in and just rear ends you, so that is an oinus. You didn't do anything wrong. You were simply stopped at a red light. But still, since this is an oinus that only happens while you're driving, had the car been parked on a driveway, it is extremely uncommon for someone to rear-end you. So according to the Ramah, this would also be Eis Machmas Balacha, and you would not be chayiv.
You were parked.
What?
You were parked.
But it's in the middle of the street. People don't get rear-ended in the street. When you're in the street, so that happens. You can have a driver behind you that's careless. It happens occasionally. It's clearly an oinus. You didn't do anything wrong. So according, if you hold Eis Machmas Balacha like a pershita, that you need that, it's the wear and tear, the item just got used up, so this is not Eis Machmas Balacha. But according to the Ramah, that any risk that only happens while you're using it is included in Eis Machmas Balacha, so according to the Ramah, you would not be liable.
So how do you define how you're using? Let's say you're a painter and you take a 3-second break between the rolls of the paint roller. Is that considered while you're using it?
And what happens?
The screw comes out and it pops out and it breaks.
So it's like this. The point of
Eis Machmas Balacha, 9 to 5, but you're not using it every second from 9 to 5.
Okay, so according to most Rishonim, the Eis Machmas Balacha is not a question of when the damage happens. You know, if you have an animal, you work it very hard, and because you overwork it, it dies during the night. Even though it died, you weren't using it at the time that it died. Still, it was Machmas Balacha. According to most Rishonim, that would be Pater. There's a Rambam that seems to be Mashmah. Not like that, but that's the sheet of. So we don't look at the time of it. We look at what the cause was. So if the reason why the screw popped out is you were rolling up and down and rolling, and somehow just the screw got worn out. So whether when it fell out would not be material. It's a question of why it fell out. So it's not the question of time, it's a question of what the actual cause was.
What does the Ramah do with the words Machmas Malacha?
He says Machmas Malacha, it's a risk. This only happens because of the Malacha. If you're not doing this Malacha, then bandits could not come, because you don't find, as Nesivas explains, you don't find bandits roaming the city. You can get mugged, but this idea of just people coming in the middle of the day and stealing it from you, it's something that cannot happen. Therefore, this risk or this oinus is Machmas the Malacha. So this according to this Ramah, you have many, many cases of oinus will be potter because of Eis Machmas Malacha. Now another a similar case, it's the end of this man. You have a bachur in yeshiva who's, you know, a little ungezet, he's not learning so well, his mom's almost over, so he borrows someone's iPod and brings it to yeshiva. He gets caught, and it gets confiscated. Now, assuming the yeshiva has the right to confiscate it and throw it out and not give it back, that's a discussion for another time. Is he responsible or not? So l'chor, he can say, Eis Machmas Balacha. You knew I borrowed it to bring to yeshiva. Now, if he didn't tell his friend he's bringing it to yeshiva, so then clearly he'd be chayv. He borrowed it, stam to use it, and he went ahead and decided to take this extra risk, everyone would agree that he'd be chayv. But what if he told his friend, I'm borrowing it, I'm bringing it to yeshiva, I hope I don't get caught. So this would depend on the Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Ramah, that anything that the risk came because of the Melacha that's being done, and it's a, so that's Meis Machmas Melacha, according to the Ramah, you'd be potter. If according to the other sheetists that hold that you need that it was a wear and tear, the item wasn't good enough, it simply wore out, clearly that's not the case over here, and you'd be chayiv. There is a tshuva from the Harak Harmel that discusses a similar case. It wasn't with an iPod, it was actually with a sefer, where legally the government had to have a stamp, you had to pay a certain tax. So if you borrow a sefer that did not have the tax, he says, if you get caught, so he actually says that you're going to be chayiv regardless. Why? Because he says, if you have this illegal sefer, you should have hid it better. You don't leave it around, you don't get caught. Hide it in a place where the government won't find it. So if you just leave it in the open, you're not careful, and you get caught, he says, that's not meis machmas malacha, that would be pshio machmas malacha, or gneva veda machmas malacha, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. He says, ma'she'en kein, if you borrowed the sefer, and the owner did not bother telling you that he didn't pay the taxes, so in that case, if it gets taken away, regardless, you're going to be patur. Because the hefsid came because of the pshio of the owner. Had he warned you, this sefer is illegal, if you want to take it at your own risk, fine. So then you'd be chayiv, you'd have to deal with whether it falls into the Ramah's gather or not. But if he didn't warn you, you thought it was fine, and then it ended up getting lost because of the owner's negligence, there everyone would agree that you're a patur. Now this happens on occasion, someone borrows a car from a friend, and he parks, he speeds, parks illegally, whatever it is. And at that point, when he gets his ticket, they end up towing the car away because the registration wasn't up to date, the insurance, there was some other problem. So in those cases, if the borrower did not know about it, this damage came because of the pshia of the mashal, it's the owner's fault. And in that case, regardless of whether it's technically meis machmas malacha, you're going to be patur. A borrower is not responsible for things that the owner caused.
Do you have to check the registration card, check the insurance card?
Pashas not. If you want to be very technical, you can say that if the tail light is out, I think in theory, before you get into a car, you're supposed to walk around and inspect it. I don't know how you inspect the tail light, the brake lights, unless you have someone else find it. So that's a little bit far-fetched, even if it's technically
the
in the rule
book.
So he says it's a 400-page sefer. It doesn't seem like it's always stamped in the same place. But his case is there's an assumption when you borrow something, most people are law-abiding citizens, and you don't have an obligation to check. Maybe this person is cheating, and you don't have to be chayish for that.
In that case where there's a ticket, parked illegally, expired direct registration, wouldn't that be split? I mean, because on the one hand he's pesheh because he parked illegally, on the other hand. Even the towing might or might not be his fault. It might have been the prior registration. So would that be split in that case?
Well, there's enough risk. There's enough blame to go around. But if the person parked illegally, he'd be responsible for the ticket.
Right.
But the other losses, the other damages that he didn't know about and had no way of knowing about, that's not his fault. And the owner that didn't tell him about the registration would have that responsibility.
It never comes to not parking illegally.
That's true, but even though the person parked illegally, you can hold them responsible directly for what parking illegally causes, whatever amount, dollar amount that ticket is. But this other risk that he wasn't aware of and had no way of being aware of, or no... What? What is that? That's true. That's true. But even the most you can do, even if you're going to take that argument all the way, but that all that can do is say that he shouldn't have done, and therefore he's a gossip. It can't make him liable for a knas or a penalty that came because of the owner's negligence. But this is worse than an oinus. The point over here is not that it's an oinus. You want to argue oinus? Oinus, in theory, you could have checked it out. And you could have discovered the problem. You could have checked the glove compartment. The point is not that you're an oinus. The point is this is the owner's fault. And when the owner is negligent, when you borrow something, you're responsible for what you do. You're responsible for an outside factor. You're not responsible for the owner's, bad decisions.
How about the other way around? Let's say this guy gets into trouble because of the owner's negligence. Is the owner responsible?
Okay, so there, it's one thing when we want to make you pay, and your defense is that, the shayla's defense is that you can't make me pay for the owner's negligence. When you want to go ahead and you want to make the owner pay, then already you have to go back to the Hilchos Groma and Garmi, Arvus, which is a much higher bar to meet. So it would depend on the case, but more often than not, it's not Bari Hazeka, it's not Miyad. You know, in most cases, at least Mimchayev and Bidei Adam is going to be very difficult, but obviously it will depend on the facts. Now let's change our case with our Bacher slight, you know, let's change the case a little bit. Let's say the Bacher that borrowed the iPod, his friend wasn't really being quite so generous. He didn't want to lend it to him, but he said, listen, you have I need a camera. You know, you lend me your camera, I'll lend you the iPod. Now in that case, there are two important halachas. The first point is you're definitely not a shayl. Why? Because a shayl is kol hanashalo. You borrow something, the owner is kind enough and generous enough to allow you to use it without receiving any payment. Over here where it's a barter, you give me this gadget, I'll give you that gadget. So essentially each of them is paying the other one for the use. He's paying it by lending him the item. And therefore he is definitely not more than a seicher, and he would be patur and oinsin, he'd only be chayav on geneva aveda or pshia. But a shoyal he will not be. The second point that we'll discuss, this is really what we're going to focus on most of the shir on, is that in that case it would according to most Paiskin, it's Balavima. If I'm watching your thing and you're watching my thing, then we're each, at the same time that I'm borrowing something, we're each working for each other. And there's a concept of Balavima, that although normally when you borrow something, you're a shayel, you're responsible for whatever happens, if the owner is working for the person, for the borrower, at the time that he borrows the item, there's a Gizias Akasav Balavima, the shayel is not responsible. Which means if you borrow something from your neighbor and anything happens to it, you have to pay for it. However, if you borrow something from your employee while he's working for you, so it's bolavima, at the time that you borrowed it, he was doing work for you. Bolavima, the halacha is he does the shayel is not responsible to pay. Now the farshim do give different reasons. The Chinuch says that if you borrow something, and if the owner is working for you while you borrow it, the owner himself should be watching it. He has the ability to watch the item, therefore you don't become responsible. There are other pshatim. None of the pshatim work for all the cases. At the end of the day, it's a gzeiras hakasav. You can't start being medayik. That's really what happened. But there are the reasons are just time, and they don't really change the halachas. I don't want to spend time going into what the various reasons are. What? No, so the case is like this. The case is you have someone, he's painting your house. You're paying him $2,000 to paint the house. While he's working for you, you borrow something from him. Now that borrowing is not in any way tied to the job. He's not saying, you're not telling him I'll pay you $2,000 to paint my house and to lend me the item. That would be a serious. Here, there's one deal, you're paying him to work for you. And then while he's doing the work, you borrow it. So because there's no relationship between you, it doesn't change it to a shayl to a seicher. But since it's Balavima, since at the time that you borrowed it, you were working for him, or he was working for you, you are not, you do not become a shayel, you do not have the regular chiyuvim of Ein Sin. Now, Balavima.
The camera and the iPod, it couldn't have been a tit, but
it was. They swapped. It was a swap. When they swapped at the same time, you lend me this, I'll lend you that. So then, putting aside Balavima, that's a schirus, because that's schirus. Correct. But if one bacher was cleaning the other bacher's room, and at the same time he lent it to him, that's not a question of schiros, that's a question of balavima.
Is it schiros or shomer sacher? Because you're being paid for the schiros.
Well, it, if you're swapping items, the pshat is you're not paying someone to watch it. You're using it, but he's only allowing you to use it if you lend him something in exchange. So that is a equivalent of a seicher. The same way you're basically renting the item. The rent is not being paid in cash. It's being paid by giving him the use of your gadget. So that's a shomer. That is a seicher. A seicher's halacha, the chiyuvim are identical to a shomer sacher. So wonder what he is. He's a seicher. In how you know it doesn't matter which term you use because they have the same obligations of a shomer sacher.
Balavima applies to a
shomer sacher. All of them. Is across the board. All the shomer. Oh, this goes Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, everything. Seicher. Correct. Although in the Pasuk is talking about a Shayel, the Gemara applies it to all the Shomerim across the board.
What if there are two independent she'elos?
If they happen at the same, if they happen at the same time, they're doing it. You lend me this, I'll lend you that. It's a din of a seicher. If they're not linked together, you do not have a din of a seicher. But if it's at the same time, then you have the concept of bala vima. Each is working for the other person because I'm watching yours at the same time that you're watching mine. So bala vima depends at the time that you actually borrow it. In other words, if you borrow an item, at the moment you borrow it, the owner is working for you, you have bala vima. So even if the owner finished the job, he's no longer working for you. A month later, you still have the item and it breaks, you're pata. Because at the moment you became a shayel, it was bala vima. Ma'ase ein kein, if when you borrowed it, he wasn't working for you. Even though afterwards you hired him and then the item breaks, you're going to be chayiv. We look at the moment you became a shoyl, we don't look at when it broke, we don't look at any other time. It's totally in the when you actually borrow the item.
So the shoyl becomes only the time it actually gets the item, not that he agreed to lend the item, and then when it takes from me the item.
At the time when he becomes a shoyl. However he makes that kinyan, that is when we look at, is the owner working for him or not?
For example, the cup of water that they get,
It means you're handing him the cup of water as he's taking the item. Correct. It has to be simultaneous.
So if I give the keys,
You have to bring it. It's as you're making the kinyan, as you become a shayla.
So why isn't the two-way shayla also for the same? I'm watching your thing, he's watching my thing. So why is that a seicher? Why isn't that bala vima?
That's what I said. There, first of all, it's a seicher. And second of all, if it happens at the same time, you'll each be bala vima. Now, it is a machlokes. There are shitas that argue because they say when you're a shomer is working for the owner. He's doing a favor. He's watching it. He's guarding it. That's the service that he's doing. A shoyol is watching it not because he's being kind enough to watch it, he's watching it because he wants to use it. So that is the sheet that holds. You don't have balavima by hachalina vashilcha. Lalocha, most places can hold that it is balavima regardless. There are svaras, there's a chinuch, there's a siparnoi, there's a ralbag, but none of the svaras really answer all the cases, and that's why let's just leave it as a gzeras akasim. So the moral of the story is never lend anything to your boss. Because besides the obvious difficulties, but halacha is, if he's your boss, you're working for him when you lend it to him, it's bala vima, he is not responsible. Bala vima is a p'tur both on oyin sim, v'nei v'aveda, even if he's negligent, according to Moshitas, he's going to be p'tur. Bala vima, he is not liable. What?
To speak out an exclusion.
Correct, yeah. If you want to speak it out, it's an exclusion. It's a little tricky with your boss, but if you can get away with it, then go right ahead.
You could just have lots of Moshitas with her.
No, it's not by the Dabash of the Mamun. What? Okay, we'll get to that. Now, two, so we have a very nice Eitzah. If your neighbor happens to work for Citibank or any public company, so my advice to you is, before you borrow anything, go ahead, buy a couple of shares of Citibank. Now, regardless of what his position is, it comes out, if you are now an owner, a small owner in Citibank, he is now working for you. If he's working for you, it's bala vima. So you go ahead, you borrow his car, you borrow, it doesn't make a difference in the value, but you borrow his $20,000 car, you have